This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert is quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Roger Stone is our guest for one more segment, and then we've got a bunch of other guests on every major issue you can imagine, but I fear for my family's safety legitimately at a gut level, an intellectual level over this North Korea situation. And so I want to just shift gears briefly with Roger Stone, who knows President Trump very, very well. I talked to a lot of folks in the military and intelligence who've told me something about Trump that months later you see in the news. Regis says, gloves are off, green light, first day, told the military, all these Al-Qaeda groups, hit them. I talked to folks that were there in these meetings. And then you see it later come out in the news months later. I mean, so Trump is a real man of action. So I'm almost, I know we can't capitulate to China and others, but at the same time, I get really concerned because they realize that Trump's not playing around and his generals aren't playing around. So knowing Trump, what's your message to the communist dictator and to North Korea?
You know, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. In this sense, Donald Trump reminds me very much of Ronald Reagan. You know, he has a genial manner. He can speak to anyone, but underneath all of that is raw steel. He is the toughest individual I have ever met. I've seen him at the negotiation table. I had the unfortunate experience of negotiating compensation deals with him over the years when I have worked for him. And he's a very, very tough and resolute guy. He's extremely stubborn when he sets his mind on a goal. This is not the marshmallow that Barack Obama was, who draws lines in the sand and then watches our enemies cross them and does nothing. This is not, Bill Clinton, who could have taken out the Osama bin Laden and did not. He's a very resolute guy. I think the North Koreans may have bit off a bit more than they can chew.
What do you make of this? I mean, clearly, what do you think is going to happen the next few days when he meets with the Chinese dictator?
Well, I think he purposely upped the rhetoric going into the meeting to start on offense. At the same time, I think the head of the Chinese government will find the president to be polite and genial, but he's not going to budge. He has had a long-held view that the Chinese are taking advantage of us in a thousand ways, whether it is the hacking and pirating of our technology or whether it is these one-sided trade deals. He wants to have a better relation with the Chinese. He understands that this is an enormous nation with millions and millions of people. But the days of the United States being a patsy are over. And Donald Trump, I think, is about to prove that.
We've got a minute and a half left. Other political tidbits you'd like to relay to folks?
Well, Alex, I'm going to join you, as you know, later today at 2 your time.
You're hosting the fourth hour.
And we're going to delve deeper into the Scarborough question. We're going to lay out exactly how we learned what we learned without names. But we're also going to talk about what's going on in the White House. And we're going to focus on the Google threat to our future freedom. This is coming down hard and fast. I know you're experiencing it at InfoWars. We're experiencing it at StoneColdTruth.com.
Congress must respond. I mean, their political base is being strangled, much less the First Amendment. Congress must act or be this is insane.
Or the Justice Department, who I think have a very clear antitrust or tortious interference
Absolutely.
Argument.
I've talked to my lawyers. It's the very definition of it. And then they have David Brock and everyone admitting they're meeting with Google and everybody to censor us. I mean, it's just all out in the open.
Well, you were the first to point out to me Barack Obama's Ministry of Truth. which I presume is prodding all of these internet companies to declare things fake news. So this is actually a government-directed shutdown.
And it's a stay-behind network, deep state. He created this deep state department in one of his last bills he signed on December 6th. And then here we are. Thank you, Roger. We'll see you in hour four.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universal being, for those
who see. Geopolitical intelligence expert, the editor of the World Affairs Brief, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's Joel Skousen. He's been saying North Korea will be the trigger for a globalist manipulated world war starting somewhere around 2017 to 2022 at the latest. He's been saying that for, I said a decade, he's been saying it for 15 years. And, of course, he's a Marine Corps officer and a lot of other things. He knows his stuff. And a lot of his family has been high level in the FBI and other areas. That's why his family has been exposing the globalist takeover plan for 60 years. Cleon Skousen, and the list goes on and on. So he's got a lot of good information for us coming up. I don't think the globalists want war right now, and Trump's trying to stop globalism, so that course is getting changed some. But that's what could then trigger this in my expert view. And I do research this in great detail. Let me tell you something. Anybody making jokes about this is out of their mind. And I always notice the most uninformed, softest people think nuclear war is a joke because it hasn't happened yet. If it ever happens, folks, the only way it have it survivable would be to pre-target and pre-strike China. And even if one submarine didn't get taken out, 10 missiles into the West Coast, East Coast, I mean, you just can't. It's unbelievable. And you now see the Secretary of State, the General, saying only option could be striking North Korea because they say we're going to load atomics on. We'll nuke Japan any moment. We'll nuke Korea, South Korea. And meanwhile, Maxine Waters thinks that Putin invaded Korea. That's what we have running things. Yep, there it is. U.S. may have no choice but to launch preemptive strike on Kim Jong-un's nuclear facility, says four-star general who is close to Trump. It goes on and on. They say the clock has run out. Let's go to Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network. And, of course, he's a law enforcement training group and also a well-known, respected private detective who comes highly recommended over the years from our sources. He has FBI sources, also state police sources and others in multiple states there on the East Coast about what was in the WikiLeaks months before it came out in the news about Wiener being looked at for child porn and the rest of it. And everything got diverted off into the whole pizza deal. But I wanted to get him on for an update on this, but also just what other chatter he's hearing, the open calls that we are now seeing from the media that they want an overthrow of Trump using COG. We know the communist Chinese are openly lobbying for that, and at Davos bragging they're doing it. So the world is precariously in a giant Mexican standoff right now. Everybody's got guns pointed at each other. And Juncker's threatening to military action in Europe if countries pull out. That's that unelected head of the EU. But it's like, oh, he's the president of the EU Council. He's a dictator. His family took over Luxembourg. He owns Luxembourg because the Nazis took it. His grandpa gave it to him. You can't make that up. So, Doug Hagman, thank you for joining us. We've got our investigators out on the West Coast getting a lot of intel from law enforcement on the pedophile rings. More arrests all the time. They caught a big ring reportedly shipping underage Chinese girls around in California just 2 days ago. So many reports coming out, I can't keep track of them. So, Doug, where do you want to start?
Well, I think that's a great place to start. Alex, I've been watching you, keeping track on your coverage of this, and I think that we're seeing the consequence of some low-level targeting of the pedophile network that was uncovered through the document grab by the task force, NYPD FBI task force, under the right around election time. So I think we're seeing the results of that right now, and no one's really happy at the moment that this is going so slow, and it seems to be going painfully slow. And I agree. Why don't they just go after the big fish and let's get things rolling here? Certainly would love to see some high-level people in the prison orange being perp-walked in front of the cameras. And I think that's one question that we have to ask is why isn't that taking place right now? But I think there are multiple levels of this, Alex. And one aspect that we're covering that I had mentioned some time ago is the – if I can divert just briefly to this, the four IT staffers, well, three IT staffers specifically, the Awan brothers, and I know that you've covered some of this. The Awan brothers were escorted out of the Capitol, supposedly back in December. There were up to 20 office break-ins, the Capitol office break-ins, by perhaps by or allegedly by the at the hands of the three Awan brothers that were have been working for congressional staffers or Congress people. I'm sorry.
So could this be a plumber type operation?
Well, actually, worse than that. This is Islamic infiltration at the highest levels of our Congress. And George Webb, an independent citizen journalist, has been doing a great job of uncovering this on YouTube. But the long and short of it is, very simply, back in 2005, Congressman Gregory Meeks had hired Imran Awan to do his IT work. As things progressed, Imran Awan's two other brothers came to work for a total of 31 congresspeople, congressmen and women, between 2005 and 2017, or 2017. It was on or about January 2nd of this year where all three of the Awan brothers were escorted from the Capitol grounds because of an alleged procurement scam with respect to computer equipment at the Capitol building. But just to really cut this right to the quick here right now, it has investigation, the results of our investigation, Mr. Webb's investigation, has proven or shown that the Awan brothers, Pakistani nationals, and their wives, two wives of the three brothers, so a total of five people, were getting paid as IT consultants for 31 Congress men and women since 2005 through the 2nd of January of 2017. But they actually, and I'm saying this now, I'm fully saying this, they hacked into the computers of the 31 congressmen and women, of which a good percentage of them were on three of the highest level committees, including the Homeland Security Committee, the
to boil this down, one of the biggest scandals 5 years ago was the CIA caught spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Okay,
right.
So, but now we've just got Islamist groups doing it. And notice it's citizen journalists that first broke this. I'm glad the Daily Caller says exclusive. But the point is it's citizen journalists doing the ferreting. I'm just giving credit to the people out there to know how important they are. It's kind of like Mr. Cernovich broke the info on Susan Rice, gets credit nowhere, and it's one of the biggest stories in the country, now confirmed. Wall Street Journal has more people than just her reportedly doing it. Total proof, vindication for Trump. So, again, it just keeps coming from the grassroots. We celebrate the grassroots. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, exactly. And what we're seeing here as we're putting these connecting these dots are these layers of criminality coming from within. So we've got domestic enemies infiltrating and infiltrated our all levels of government, including the executive branch, the judiciary, as well as the legislative branch. So as we watch, for example, the news break about Susan Rice saying, I didn't do nothing to nobody, or whatever her comment was, that there's some integration between that and the cover-up of the Awan brothers, as well as there is integration between that and the DOD spending, and I'm connecting a lot of pretty far apart dots here, that and the defense spending, which is going to kind of pale in comparison to what's breaking on a geopolitical level worldwide with respect to the situation of North Korea, China, and the United States.
That's right. And Trump's coming out saying Susan Rice may have committed a crime. No, Rand Paul's right. She committed a big crime, big crime, unmasking for political purposes. It's total felony. It's absolute dirty pool. Nixon did one micron of this and was gone and should have been. So what needs to happen? Well, bigger picture here.
Well, because of the complexity of this, and people have a tendency to want things broken down into Twitter bite, Tourette syndrome style reports. But the bottom line here is that this is all interconnected, and
we're totally compromised, and the Russians and Trump aren't the threat. Trump's the answer, and they've had a year of this going on. There's nothing there. They admit there's nothing, but they keep trying to recycle it, but it's clearly losing steam right now. Where do you think this is going?
Well, and this is a lot of this is to cover up Hillary Clinton's connections with the Russians. I mean, of all people and of all parties, it's the Clinton Foundation, and the Democratic National Committee
that has the
relationship with the Kremlin or with Russia.
That's why Podesta in the WikiLeaks cooked up the Russian thing. He says, push Russia, because he knew he was being investigated.
Right, exactly. So this is so upside down and backwards, and it takes a lot of time to really untangle.
Well, it's like in the old cop movies, you know, that are based on true stories where you catch the guy and he goes, no, he did it. You know, it's like they point the finger at the guy that doesn't even have the bag of money in his hand.
Exactly. Yeah, and right. It's almost like musical chairs with felony charges. But when you look at Clinton, for example, the Skolkovo Foundation, her relationship with the Skolkovo Foundation, which is Russia backed, you look at all of these connections. It's not Donald Trump. It's not the Republicans. It's not the new administration.
The Republicans have never been in bed with the Russians. That's well known.
Right, exactly. And the Russians are under, well, I shouldn't say the Russians, the communist doctrine is the undergirding of the globalist intent, the agenda. So the big picture from a view from space is when you look at this, it is the globalists who are attempting to instill
with Islam, with Junker of the EU, with the Chinese, all ganged up on us. America's in a fight for its life, and Japan and England are coming to our aid.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Trump's having a press conference right now with the King of Jordan. He just got asked about Steve Bannon. We're going to play that clip when we start the next segment. We've only got 6 more minutes right now with Doug Hagmann. You definitely want to visit his website. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers in a moment. I'm a father. I'm also somebody that studied politics and history. That's why to the uninformed, people can think, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. To the informed, they go, wow, this guy's done his research. Well, so's Doug Hagmann, so's people like Joel Skousen. I get the best brains with the best long-term analysis on. And everyone concurs that the biggest threat to peace and life on this planet is the North Korean peninsula, the South China Sea. We heard that from him 15 years ago, Joel Skousen, coming up in the next segment. There are globalist forces that think they can survive a nuclear war. They have given weapons to North Korea and China to be a threat. It's insane. It's evil. Like pedophilia or any of this. What is going on? And you got these authoritarian brainwashed regimes. It's out of control. So what's Trump supposed to do when they say we're going to load atomics on a missile and shoot it at Japan for no reason, and they're firing missiles weekly, almost hitting Japan? So Doug Hagmann, your analysis of that and just the waterfront general analysis of your federal sources of what they think of Trump at this point.
Yeah, I have to say this, Alex. I would defer anything in that realm to Joel Skousen. He's got the contacts, he's got the experience, and I certainly would defer to him, his expertise, because he knows much more about that aspect of things than I can.
Sure, but just in general, as you were saying, you look at the battlefront worldwide, the globalist forces. Right. We're in a war right now.
Exactly. And that's part of it. And on my, and when I look at my side of things, on the domestic side, what I'm hearing from my FBI sources, one confirmation I got from both an FBI source as well as an agency source or a CIA source, saying watch the role of the National Geospatial Agency, the NGA, as well as the NSA in the upcoming days with respect to the leaks that are coming that had come out about the Trump administration, but also information that has yet to come out that will be dropped here within the next couple of weeks. There's more to come with respect to the allegations of not Donald Trump and the Russians, but the other members of the previous regime, Obama, Jarrett, in particular, Valerie Jarrett, with respect to Iran and Russia. There's more to come with respect to this.
That's right. They got admittedly penetrated and bought off by Russia, and that's why they're freaking out so much right now.
Exactly. So this, I would expect the next 72 hours to be critical in terms of the information that'll be coming out. And I'm going to be very interested to see, and Alex, I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Will we see Susan Rice testify under oath in front of a Senate committee, or will it just...
She should be hauled in front of it, and she should be indicted immediately. She clearly committed crimes. They lied to the public and said they didn't do this. I mean, arrest them all.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just, you know, what I'm hearing is...
We're about to have nuclear war, folks. It's time to arrest Hillary Clinton. We've got to save the country. The world, the world's never been in more danger. They're the ones that made everything radical. Kim Jong-un, Hillary, all these other scumbags, Juncker, all of them need to be arrested. They're all calling for war. They're all involved in criminal activity. Arrest all of them. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I 100% behind you. And I think that the while Americans don't have...
We can't wait. The world is in too much danger. We have to stop these people. And I've never talked like this in 20 years. Folks, these people all must be rounded up. I'm sorry.
No, they must, because they brought us to this point, and they have sold us out. The Korean situation, fueled by Iran. Iran, of course.
Yeah, they gave them a bunch of it, too. The Clintons gave them the reactors and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got this melting pot really sewage pot of strife worldwide that was brought. We got to this point because of Obama and Clinton, especially. And by the way, Hillary Clinton played a significant role under Madeleine Albright during the Clinton presidency as the shadow secretary of state to bring us to this point as well. And then moving on as secretary of state under Obama. So this has her fingerprints all over the place. And here we are, you know, at this level. So there's much more to get into, but watching the next really 72 to 96 hours.
Sure.
With respect to the TAPs.
Why would in just 1 minute, why would our elite, even though they're evil, why would they want to not have Russia on our side during this China crisis? Why are they trying to bring Russia down?
Well, chaos, Operation Chaos, basically. This is the same playbook that we used, or that the globals used back in the 60s is being used today. And it's everybody against everybody. Let's destroy, let's burn the whole damn thing down and, start it from scratch. It's very imprudent to do that, obviously. But these people that we're dealing with, as you point out, they're psychos.
HagmanReport.com, HagmanReport.com. Doug, if you can pop back Friday, that'd be great. God bless you.
Thank you.
Joel Skousen straight ahead, and I'm going to recap some of the big breaking news. We got that Trump question on Bannon and more straight ahead. InfoWars.com is being censored.
The Empire's on the run.
Spread that link.
Alex InfoWars.com and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Joel Skousen, more than anybody, has been breaking down the Korean Peninsula, South China Sea trigger for at least 15 years, and I can remember probably longer. But I've been interviewing Skousen for 19 years or something. We're going to go to the editor there at World Affairs Brief here in just a moment. If people haven't gotten storable foods, if folks don't have supplies, now more than ever is the time to have it. And we sell high-quality ones produced right here in America by the folks that are the best at it at the very lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, it's great to stock up on the true iodine or nascent iodine that we have that I take all the time. It's amazing. From InfoWarsLife.com, where you're having trouble getting more after having it for 4+ years, getting more from the deep gas wells that they drill when they find it at 7 to 12,000 feet. So this could end be in the last round of that. Like, we couldn't get this really clean kelp anymore, and we're in crisis about 5 years ago and then discovered this. But you got to go through the DEA and have licenses. This is the real stuff. I mean, not the particular bottle. It's put in a gaseous form, and then it's super high quality, but it's not pure iodine from the crystals. It'll eat a hole through the floor. I mean, it's like a pure element. And if you go into all the science of it, the point is it's the good halogen. If you want that, it's regular retail price right now at InfoWarsStore.com and is about to sell out. Then we have enough to do a couple more runs, and then that's it. And then on top of that, we also have 25% off when you sign up for the newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. We'll send out the promo code today where you can get 25% off. Also, sign up for auto ship on any item that you need to reorder, like toothpaste or whatever it is, and it's an additional 10% off. All orders, $50 or more, free shipping. Your support now is more needed than ever because we're facing massive censorship on the internet. Everybody is. It's trying to promote freedom. We are facing the globalists fighting back on every front, and we hope to fix all this peacefully. But clearly, you can see where the world's going. You can see how they're trying to undermine nationalists like Trump and nationalists like the new British Prime Minister. You can really see old, crazy, you know, Nazi heirs like Juncker coming out on the unelected dictatorship and threatening everybody. You can see all the other military threats and economic threats. Globalism is in crisis, and I believe Trump's for real, and he doesn't want to take us on the course to World War III down the road that the globalists were planning. So he's trying to get off that course, but I don't think they are going to let him do that. And it may trigger it, him trying to stop it now, being strong with North Korea. And Skousen's broke this down from so many angles. We're going to go to him again in a second. It's critical that you subscribe to his newsletter and his news briefs. It's critical you support InfoWars and buy our products. And I know most of you know more than I do. The point is, get the newsletters. Get the magazines that are produced by The New American. Hand them out to people. Get our films. Get his book and film, Strategic Relocation. They go together. I produced a little documentary. We've got a new one coming out soon with this work. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can read the 55 reviews of the book, 4.8, 4.9 on the film. And that is just unprecedented, 4.9 on the reviews from Power Reviews about that. That's one of the most respected review outfits out there. But you can see other reviews elsewhere as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And listen, it's back there in Anthony's office, but he's visiting family right now. I forgot to get it this morning. We had an FTC complaint in New York, not against us, but against Power Reviews, one of the biggest third-party sites, one of the most respected, saying these are fake reviews. There's no way he's got 3,000 reviews for X2. It's 4.9. There's no way. This is one of the most respected sites. So they sent a big letter back, you know, to the person about the complaint, just saying we're not going to be bullied into sitting there and saying that our reviews aren't real. These are real people. In fact, if anything, they go in and cut out reviews that are too positive that make claims. Again, we're being hit. They're trying to stop us getting our iodine. They're kicking us off our advertising on Google. They're on the news. But David Brock saying, shut me down. They've gone to Congress. And then it's happening. It's happened. This is how they strangle our republic. And then the Washington Post has the nerve to have the headline, democracy dies in the dark. And the New York Times says, the truth lives here. That's our old slogan that Beck then took. Or the truth's alive, it's at InfoWars. It's crazy. And I'm not even that good, folks. It's just that we're putting up a defense with Americana. We didn't invent it. We're trying to resurrect it. And they are absolutely freaking out right now. If you just go to the Washington Post, it's their masthead. You can see it on their website underneath the term Washington Post. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And whatever you do, get our articles, get our videos, get the material, and send it out via email and personally to everyone you know. Human power can crush the bots, the algorithms, and Google. They got defeated in the election. They're getting defeated everywhere. They're getting defeated in France. They're getting defeated all over. They're in panic mode. So you're now seeing their full force and threats of war with old weird Nazi fossils, you know, that hijacked Luxembourg crawling out of the sewer line like, you know, the clown It threatening everyone. So this is a mega important time to be alive. We'll find out what Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief has to say right now about the statements. We may have nuclear war. We may have to strike these targets. all of this with him right now. Joel?
Alex, it's good to be with you. As you know, I've been predicting that North Korea will be the trigger event for World War III, and it's one of the reasons why Russia and China have tolerated a young crazy man, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, the current leader, because it's very, very convenient to have a war start with a crazy man so that even Russia and China can say, hey, we don't control this guy. It's not our fault. But I've always said that, you know, Russia and China controlling North Korea may postpone that war into the next decade because Russia and China's military isn't ready yet. This Friday, I'm about to issue a new brief in the World Affairs Brief changing that prediction. Just because the rhetoric is heating up so much about preemptively stopping North Korea that it could trigger World War III earlier. In fact, I'm worried that they may want to blame this war on Trump. Instead of having a normal globalist in there, they may want to have this as the ultimate takedown to taint his reputation forever if this war starts. Now, in fact, this K.T. McFarlane, who's a rabid neocon, and so is H.R. McMaster running the National Security Council. By the way, they just demanded that Steve Bannon be taken off that council because they didn't want someone loyal to Trump hearing their deliberations. After they got rid of Flynn, who wasn't an insider, they put H.R. McMaster in there and K.T. McFarlane, and this is a very much an insider neocon outfit that's going to drive us toward war. I don't believe McFarlane's statement. This is part of the old mantra of saying we're going to get North Korea to step down from a nuclear program. We've done that three times before. And we've had a treaty. Every time they've backed out of it, they've denied international inspectors and cheated on the treaty, but we keep fulfilling our part of it. I use that as my basic rationale for saying there's got to be a reason why they treat Iran with such hostility, who doesn't even have a nuclear weapon yet. And Iran, they treat with kid gloves. They say no military option on the table, no regime change required. And they do these treaties. Iran cheats, or North Korea cheats, and they still follow through with oil deliveries. They still follow through with money and releasing sanctions. If they do this all over again, that means that they're still on the same track. I've written in my brief that the one thing that Trump could do that wouldn't appear to trigger the war, that could stop North Korea, is to simply use our Aegis naval missile systems to shoot down any ICBM tests that North Korea launches over international waters. It's legal. They're headed towards Japan. That's a threat to Japan. They can shoot them down, and that would stop North Korea from delivering. Now, of course, North Korea may take rash action and trigger the event, but I don't think they'd do so without permission from Russia and China. But for the first time, Alex, I'm worried that my timetable may be accelerated because of Trump being in office, because he could be the one to take preemptive action, and it could start World War III. So people really need to increase their preparedness.
Xi Jinping and the Communist Chinese, let's talk about what drives them, their alliances with the old globalist order, that deal it seems to be kind of breaking up a little bit, how Russia plays into this. But first, Joel, I've never, interviewing you 19 years, heard you be this dire. I mean, we're seeing, talk of, well, the only thing on the table may be, hitting their sights. The clock has run out. The statement by the Secretary of State today saying, we've already made our statement. No further statement. No more talk. I mean, that just sounds like action is about to happen. And so I guess we're going to have some real brinksmanship coming up in 2 days when the communist Chinese dictator comes to, visit President Trump.
Well, in my theory, there are three globalist centers of power competing for one another. There's the Anglo-American globalists that we deal with in the West and NATO, the Atlantic Alliance, etc. Then there's Russia and China who want to establish their own independent global New World Order with them in control. They intend to fight each other eventually, but they're in a temporary alliance to take down the West. And that's what World War III is all about. That's why they're preparing massive weapons of mass destruction. But both Russia and China play up to the current globalists. They have invite Rothschild, they invite Kissinger, and then they have talks. And part of that is just feeling each other out, seeing how much they can deceive one another. But I have always resisted those that have said that because Rothschild or Kissinger visits Putin, that Putin's a globalist. He is not a globalist under the control of the Western globalist. He's a competitor. And he's intending to annihilate them and China with nuclear. And China's intending to annihilate us and Russia. But so this is going to be a very complex thing we're working out. And the main reason, as you talked about in the other, that the globalists have suddenly turned against Russia instead of being complacent and permissive about Russia, is because Russia has the capacity of destroying the terrorist agenda in the Middle East. The U.S. and British intelligence created ISIS. They created Al-Qaeda. In 2013, they pulled a false flag chemical attack on Damascus to blame it on Assad. That triggered the red line of Obama, who was getting prepared to attack Syria.
And now they've been caught again doing it today.
Exactly. And I'm covering that in the World Affairs. This has got all the marks of a false flag operation. First of all,
we have the very groups bragging. Their problem is they're al-Nusra people, love to be rock stars, so they're not completely controlled. So we even have the video of the attack a few years ago where they're loading the chemical mortars. It's all there. They're so uncoordinated that they brag when they do it. The media puts out that, you know, it's Assad, but then their own little minions want to be rock stars, so they shoot videos of it and brag. We have that on InfoWars.com, new breaking stuff.
Well, this was a little more sophisticated this time. They enticed an airstrike from Syrian aircraft upon their position in the Idlib province, and at the same time those bombs fell, they exploded a chemical bomb,
yes,
setting off the chemical warfare so that they could blame it on the, as if it was an aerial,
yes,
delivery bomb. Remember, Syria gave up its chemical weapons in 2014, certified by international inspectors. Number two, gas attacks are broad area weapons that have no military value in a rebel conflict fighting among civilians.
Yeah, all it does is turn the civilians against you.
That's right.
So Assad has no motive to do it.
That's right. Unless you meant to kill civilians for the purpose of poisoning public opinion against Syria, and that's exactly what they did. And number three, there's no way Assad would use chemical weapons against civilians, knowing that the international community is just waiting for him to make a mistake. Just what military advantage?
We're back to red line number two. Well, of course, and we've already caught them once. It's got all the telltale signs. Syrian girl whose family was from the former ruling party, she's got all the intel, the articles up on InfoWars.com. But Joel, let me just back up for a minute here. You do have globalists trying to play off the Anglo-Americans, the Chinese, the Russian combine. The globalists in their writings admit there are three major centers of power. You know, they pretend like it's monopolar. It's not even bipolar. It's obviously beyond, you know, a tripolar. And you count into just nationalistic or movements of liberty. That could, you know, be a fourth or fifth movement. But if you're looking at this, clearly the globalists are trying to siphon and play games and make the Anglo-American be the dominant group in the end. As you've broken down correctly, I wouldn't call it a theory. It's a fact from doing my own research of what they're saying. But Trump truly trying to shake this up and create prosperity again and not totally get rid of all the globalism, but just not make it so predatory towards everybody and try to head off this coming war that he knows they're planning because he wants to have golf courses and wealth and his kids to be president. And he isn't a Satanist. He's not perverse. He's not a Satanist out to get us. That's really shaking up their system. But then I kind of, like you were saying, it's like it could accidentally maybe trigger it. But then you can't just back down to the belligerents. You need to get in the belligerents' face before they have weapons that can match what you're doing. So things have gotten wild. But then he brings in more and more of these globalist neocons in, and it appears is starting to soften on some fronts. I think it's because there's total mutiny. The deep state's ignoring everything he's saying. And it's just an unprecedented time to be alive.
Well, it's very interesting to watch. This gambit of the false flags, chemical attack in Syria, worked against Trump. Trump came out and condemned Assad for killing innocent people and women and children. So he's bought into this. So he doesn't understand that his own security forces created ISIS. He doesn't understand that they're still working there. They're still altering the targets. They're still letting ISIS leaders escape.
Sure. Do you think Bannon argued this, because he's known to argue? Do you think he argued in the meetings yesterday and today about this and then got shut down?
It's very possible, and that's why he had to be removed. They don't want that kind of a voice in there. Remember, too, that the White House is in chaos because of the fact that the bureaucracy is not controlled by Trump. They're starting to basically go back to their Obama agenda. I mean, they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of refugees. They're not even vetting them now.
The IRS guy's still there. I mean, it's just...
That's right. None of that has been cleaned out, Alex. And so what Trump has done, which is a mistake, instead of applying a basic ideological format and filter and embracing...
He's trying to co-opt them, but they're ideologues on their mission. They're not mercenaries. Trump thinks they're mercenaries, and if he just gives them power, he'll carry out the agenda. No, they want to destroy this system and bring in the tyranny. It's about total domination.
It is, but Trump is making a mistake by surrounding himself, like he does in business, with extremely loyal, carefully selected people like Jared Kushner, his son-in-law. But Kushner is a Democrat at heart.
Yeah, what do you make of Kushner? I mean, we've confirmed, we have the sources, he is leaking against people in the administration thinking it's a power struggle when he's the one wounding Trump.
Well, you know, Trump trusts him implicitly. I mean, look, to send Kushner to Mexico, to China to negotiate, and to Iraq, I mean, Kushner has no background whatsoever to understand. He doesn't understand any of the conspiratorial issues involved with any three of those countries. How can he negotiate? But Trump is not looking for answers as much as he's surrounding the wagons and basically trying to stop the leaks by saying, I'm only going to talk to my insider group. And it's a real mistake. He really needs to purge the traitors that are in the administration.
Do you think Kushner consciously is betraying the president?
No, I don't. I think he's loyal to it. He just doesn't know what he's doing. And he is trying to work this infighting thing by, you know, trying to attack people on the outside. I mean, the media is just having a laughing fit at all of the infighting going on in the administration. They just say this thing is exploding. And of course,
let me ask you what you think the American people can do to try to continue this route of the globalists. I mean, it's spreading. Globalism's exposed. It's in trouble, finally. And, you know, Trump is not our only card. But I tell you, I'm not abandoning Trump. I mean, fine, I think he's doing a lot of great things. It's just that letting Kushner and others sit there, I mean, I don't care if family or not. I caught somebody doing something like that in my life, they would be out of my life in 2 seconds. I'd say, you get your stuff, you get your ass out of here. I'm never talking to you again.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Skousen's our guest. A little bit in the next hour, if he can do it. He may have to go. I forgot to ask him during the break. WorldAffairsBrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Normally, if they try to censor you, it makes you the bad boy, and everybody wants to come see what you're doing and saying. Unless they're successful in shutting you down. And they are hitting us on every front economically. It's actually dizzying. But then all I do is go and ask you to buy the products, and I'm sincere about it, and a lot of what we've had taken away from us has ended up coming back in. But then I wonder, you know, the attacks continue down the road. It's going to start crippling us. And I let the enemy know it's having that effect, because all I have is transparency here. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we're doing wonderful. I want to expand in the face of this. And so I do not want what they're doing to us to cut into that. So I'm just telling the listeners, if you want to win this fight, you need to go to worldaffairsbrief.com and subscribe to it to fund what Joel does. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you need, like water filters and non-GMO heirloom seeds and really high-quality nutraceuticals. You need to sign up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. You get 25% off the iodine, the X2, and 33% off K-Band. We're sending out those promo codes today. There's the new Trump 45th President of the United States shirt. It's all there, because this is an epic time. But more important than that is your prayers and your support by spreading the links and articles to everybody out there, because that's the real power you have. But Trump needs to go in with Congress and get rid of this Ministry of Truth Obama set up, and these stay-behind networks of the deep state and the open rebellions. Good news is happening with Susan Rice and all the truth coming out on that. It's just that once one lie is exposed, they move on to a new hoax. So, Joel, what do you think the president should do? What do you think? They're trying to isolate him, but I know that he does routinely watch and listen to the segments of the show, especially if I say messages the president from Alex Jones. He's told me several times, and his staff have told me about it as well. So in this little segment, the next, I mean, what would you like to say to the president, but also the American people? What can we do? Because this is the historic battle that we're entering, is it not?
It is. Trump, I listed in last week's World Affairs Brief, for example, four or five things that Trump has done that have been absolutely stunning in fulfilling campaign promises. Stopping the TPP, starting to build a wall, taking the handcuffs off the Border Patrol and ICE to start deportations. And he's taken away the climate control agenda that Obama mandated. He's taken away the clean coal restrictions that Obama, which would have destroyed the coal industry. All those things are excellent. The health care thing was a disaster. But in reaction to that, even though Steve Bannon, he said, you need to put together a list of the bad guys and remember who betrayed you in this. But Trump, fortunately, went golfing with Rand Paul this week and got an earful about how to do this properly.
Now, he needs Rand Paul's help, doesn't he?
He really does, and I was frankly surprised that after all the vindictiveness, all the revenge that he expressed against the Freedom Caucus, that he would go golfing with Rand Paul and listen to him about how to do this, and I think Rand Paul has an effect. I went in detail in last week's brief Rand Paul's proposal. I'm sad to say that Rand did compromise after talking with the president and say, well, we can still accept some form of subsidies just by not repealing that part.
Well, I know what they're doing. They're hitting the liberal side of Trump. They're like, sir, these people are going uninsured, and, you can mend fences. Yeah. It's never going to happen. It's going to bankrupt the country just slower. We have to kill it.
Yeah. And but I still think that Rand Paul is the way to go, that he will, in fact, have a proposal that can fly in Congress. Here's what Trump needs to do. First of all, he needs to get control of that bureaucracy. I mean, this is just utterly unacceptable.
Let's talk about how we do that as a former Marine Corps officer. How would you get in there? I think just people aren't doing their jobs anyway. Just fire, basically, everybody that doesn't immediately do what they're told. I'd just start randomly firing everybody. They won't even hang his photos up at VAs. We'll be back.